Mashiach, Biviyas Mashiach, Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin, Biviyas Mashiach, Biviyas Mashiach, Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin. Ani ma'amin be'emunah she'leimah ani
Oh, Down in a long time. Ooh, Rav David Shkoyach. It's very easy to try to connect to a little Torah when your heart's already open for the last 20 minutes, no? Last 12 minutes. Shkoyach, Rav David, thank you guys so much for coming for busy times over here. So Shkoyach. My great grandmother's Yartza was Rosh Hashanah, Sar Bas Mordechai. Fur Shlema from Michal Aaron. Ben Chana. We find ourselves in a very, very holy time in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A special Shabbos called Shabbos Shuva. And Rabbi Sami likes to say in Europe, the rabbi would only speak twice. In Shuva, every Shabbos. Only twice throughout the whole year. Shabbos Shuva and Shabbos Agadol. So you can imagine the material, you know. Now it's an American thing. Every Shabbos. It's good. We need a good speech. Baruch Hashem. So I thought we'd say some Torah tonight from a very, very special tzaddik. Last week we said Torah from the Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe. This week we're going to say Torah also from the world of the Polish Hasidus, but a certain rabbi known of Tzaddik HaKohen. Tzaddik was a very, very special... very special. I have no words. There's one thing from Rav Tzaddik that I always think about a lot. Rav Tzaddik writes in one of his svarim, and this is like what connects to me so much. He writes, "Kishem shetzarich lamin b'Hashem isparach, kach tzarich achrach lamin ba'atzmo." It's actually in one of your classrooms. If you look closely, you know it's on, each classroom has like a quote. So what he's saying, Rav Tzaddik saying in Torah. Kufn and Dala and Sikhs Tzaddik, he said, the same way that a Jew has to have a munna in Hashem, to full faith in Hashem and trust in God, you have to have full faith and trust in yourself. As soon as I once heard that one, I was hooked. So who's this Rav Tzaddik? Who is he? He died in 1900. I feel like he's everything. So for the past, past few years, that one Torah got me into trying to learn, understand. So some of his Torah is very hard. Some of the stuff we're going to learn tonight is hopefully we'll try our best. Because he was very hidden, very deep. Try to connect ourselves a little bit to Shabbos. If Shabbos Shuva, it has a special name for Shabbos Shuva, we should learn about what Shabbos is really all about, no? It's the return of Shabbos. Right, people just say, oh, it's the Shuva, it's the Shabbos. It just happens to fall out. It's the Shabbos of Imitin Yasser Samei Shuva, so it's called Shabbos Shuva. No. Something much deeper than that. Shabbos Shuva sets the tone for the rest of all the Shabbosos of the entire year. Let's see inside. Rav Tzaddik says in Pri Tzaddik, if you look on the bottom of page 1, he says, HaShabbos Hazeh HaRishon Shel Hashana. It's the first Shabbos. Right? It's the first Shabbos of the new year. Shehu HaShabbos HaRishon Shel Abriya. The first Shabbos of creation. Right? We all know that Adam and Chava were created on Rosh Hashanah. We are created. Why happens? We know, soon as Adam is created, he sins. Yeah. Who's the first person to do tshuva? The first person to do tshuva was Adam Rishon himself. Medjus says that when he sinned, right? Everyone knows the story with the tree and the snake, whatever. And Adam, he felt bad. And Chazal say that who said Mizmor Shili on the Shabbos? It was Adam Rishon. He sang out those words, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. So obviously there's a very special connection to the first Shabbos of the year and the first Shabbos of creation. The first Shabbos of creation was Adam, was the times of Adam. So Lemaisa, we're all at the beginning of the year. And listen to what the Nesiv HaShalom says. The Nesiv HaShalom quotes from Yonatan Eibshitz and Yaros Tavash. You don't have it there, I have it over here. He says that Shabbos Shuva, it's such a special Shabbos that you, it could fix the entire rest of the Shabbos for the rest of the year. Shabbos Shuvah is manchel Shuvah al kol Shabbos Hashana. So we're on the first Shabbos of the year, but we're also looking back to the past year. It's a very special Shabbos. So what is it about Shabbos that's so special? So I'll be honest with you, growing up, I was a regular person. Shabbos, I kept. My parents weren't looking. I snuck out of the house. I played ball. My parents didn't want me to play ball. I played ball. Maybe different people have other tests of Shabbos. So Shabbos is something so much deeper than just not doing something, not turning my phone on, and not watching the Yankees tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I told my friends if they used to watch the Rangers, they were going to lose. And that's exactly what happened. Rangers Sabres, 2000 and Rangers Sabres or Penguins, 2006 or 7. Yeah. They watched it Friday night and they lost. 8 seconds left. Chris Drury, eyes on the Rangers. Whatever. I told you, you know what? Oh, we left it on. We left it on. We didn't. We left it on. It's no problem. Okay. So that's one Shabbos. Something much deeper than just not. Shabbos means that I'm connecting back to Hashem. I'm turning it all off. I'm turning this thing off. You know how a great feeling is when I'm able to turn this off? Stop looking at my emails. It's a mechaya, doctor, no? It's a mechaya. It's a mechaya. I don't have to worry about my teachers. I don't have to worry about my friends. I just focus on my family. And personally connecting back to who I am. Turning off the noise. Turning off the noise of the week. And that's what Rav Tzadok says on the page 2. If you look inside page 2, he says, the entire week we're trying to turn off the noise of Aser Simei Tshuva is one long Shabbos. Aser Simei Tshuva is one long Shabbos. But it's Aser Simei Tshuva, the special days of Tshuva. But Shabbos Tshuva, it's the ultimate day of Tshuva. It's the ultimate day to reconnect to who I am, to turn off the noise. The noise of the world. Okay, am I upset that I'm missing the Yankee game? Of course, I would love to watch the Yankee game. Was I upset that the game 2 was at 5 o'clock and it could have been 8 o'clock? Of course I was upset a little bit about it. But that feeling of Shabbos, you get to Shal Shudas, and you're singing Kach Sof, you're holding hands with your Chaverim, and you're singing, and you're saying a Dvar Torah, there's nothing sweeter. You can't experience Shabbos. You can't tell someone what Shabbos is until they experience it themselves. A real Shabbos. I'm not talking about the Shabbos of going to sleep at 7 and waking up at 10 o'clock for the and getting 15 hours sleep. I have students. Maybe you know some people like that. They used to tell me, Rabbi, how was your Shabbos? How was your Shabbos? Great. Understood. Was at 7? Okay, but 10. 15 hours of sleep. It's kavaldic, but like, you missed. Shabbos is, listen, I'm very into Shabbos naps. Very important, but not the sleep of Shabbos. Shabbos are reconnecting to who we are. That's exactly what Rav Tzadok says over here by the first arrow. Every Shabbos we re-energized. We're reconnecting. We have an awakening in ourselves and our hearts to connect back to Hashem, to what's really true in our lives. Says this Shabbos is the ultimate, it's the first Shabbos of creation of 2019 Tavshin Pei. There'll never be another first Shabbos. This Shabbos that's found within the Aser Simei Tshuva, v'hula olam v'hashiva sayomim yimeichol shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom Kippur, ki ein shivas biyomim below Shabbos. He said it's so special because it's not only it's just a regular Shabbos, it's always in between Yom Kippur and your Rosh Hashanah. So every Shabbos is so special. But this Shabbos, you're sandwiched in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So if you're sandwiched in between, let's say, Lahavdil, LeBron and Curry, like you're putting in between someone like Durant. Like Durant's going to be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'm not going to have to laugh at us. I'm just trying to get the point across here. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In the middle is the best. You just want to, I had the schuss to go to Butcher Black Baruch Hashem tonight. So when you get that, you got a flatbread. The Iker is not the bread. Bread's important. You can't have hard bread. The ikar is what's on them. It's the inside. It's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is taking the inside and showing who I truly am. And by the way, it's not only Shabbos. So that's what Yom Kippur is. As he said last week, when someone doesn't want to give someone a get, right? Someone who refuses to give someone a bill of divorce, the bill of divorce, right? So what happens? The halacha is, and they don't do it nowadays. I mean, they did it a couple of years ago. The guy went to jail. Muncie. He beat him up. Went to jail. Okay. So the Rambam says that you're supposed to mamish. You could take a couple of hockey sticks. When he's, you know, the guy's not looking on his way to shul, take your guitar. You want to give? No. Yeah, one more time. You know, and then you make your way down the body. You stop downstairs. Good to go. Right? So what happens? Go ahead. So what happens? The Rambam says, until the person says Rotsa Ani, until he says Rotsa Ani, it doesn't count. But the only reason he's giving the get is because he's getting hurt. Says the oldest member, Moshe Wolfson, says, no. You want to know why he's saying Rotsa Ani? You might think that he's saying Rotsa Ani, that I want to give the get because of his physical torture, physical pain. But down deep, but behind all the noise, behind all the physical physicality, behind all the Yitzhara, Rotsa Ani. Every Jew wants to do good. And it says Gematria of Rotsa Ani, the Gematria, the numerical value. Some people hate Gematrias. People who hate Gematrias are not the people sitting around this table. I know people like this. They're like, ooh, Gematria, cute, very nice, cute. Gematria's deep stuff. You're going to tell me the Gematria of Rotsa Ani just happens to be Yom Kippur? Just happens to be Yom Kippur. That I want. Yom Kippur is the time to say, Hashem, I want. I'm re-enlisting. It could be the whole year. Maybe I mess up. As the Medrash says, Ani Yishena. It could be that I'm sleeping. But Vilibi Air, the Medrash says, I'm sleeping during the week, but on Shabbos I'm awake. I'm alive. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You have been to Eretz Yisrael? Going to Eretz Yisrael on Monday, please God. Bless Hashem. I'll have everyone in mind.
Nice.
When you're in Eretz Yisrael, on Monday, Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, it's
Amen, thank you. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're Shabbos stick the whole time you're there. Anyway, when you're on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, you're on a different world. It's Shabbos every day. When I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and then it wears off a little bit, but the first few days, I'm saying like, it's not Shabbos.
The environment of Israel like, makes
no, it's Eretz Yisrael. What Shabbos is in time, this is actually brought down, Moshe Wolfson also talks about in Svarim. He says what Shabbos is in time, Yerushalayim is in space. When we go into Shabbos, we're not just going to Shabbos of Boca Raton. We're going into Yerushalayim. So you just imagine what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is Kodesh Kadashim, Shabbos of Shabbos. Right? Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosom. The reason why I wanted to talk about Shabbos tonight is because Yom Kippur is all about Shabbos also. Shabbos comes once a week, Yom Kippur comes once a year. Good line, yeah? Shabbos comes once a week, Yom Kippur comes once a year. To show Hashem that we're in it. We're here. Could be the whole year. I need a shena and I'm sleeping and it's hard. And I have this thing and that thing. Shabbos and Kippur coming back to where I truly am. And that's what we're trying to do every year on Wednesday nights, Thursday nights. Just trying to wake up a little bit. It could be, by the way, to be honest with you, I'm going to down with Marvin in a few minutes. I'm going to come back watch the Rams Seahawks game. I like a good fourth quarter. But I know down deep, so it's not shot. Tzar of Shabbos. It's the way to be able to get ready. With friends with Nugunim, Torah. Singing Nugunim of Zusha. Zusha is a Shabbos to Giyid. You ever spend... I've spent Shabbos with Zusha. It's not Shaykh. He's living on the top of my shower, letting one of the girls sleep. Hopefully it didn't ruin the recording. Not for now. That's what it is. The Zohar actually calls it Tzadikim. The Zohar says that when you see a Tzadik, you're supposed to call him Shabbos. Hey, what's your name? Shabbos, come over. That's what Zohar says. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes that tzaddikim are called Shabbos because they're laser focused. They're focused. You know, they don't understand what it's all about. So let's just end off with a maisa. So we start off with the tzaddik saying about having a moon and a shemun in yourself. That's what it means to realize that every one of us has Shabbos within us. And that's what the tzaddik says over here. Just a chazer. What the tzaddik says that every Shabbos we reconnect our hearts and our shemus. Especially of Shabbos Shuva, it's the Shabbos of all the Shabbosos. It's setting the tone for the whole year. For the coming year, Yonatan Aibsha says, also, we're fixing the Shabbos from the past year. We're saying, Hashem, I just don't want a regular Shabbos of don'ts. I want a Shabbos where I see my Rebbe, or I see our Rebbeim, or I see people who are mamash on fire. So the story we like to say from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, once got a very pressing letter. There was a Jew who was taken captive. It was a very, very big ransom. And they said, it was nice, it was a very, very poor town. There's one Jew, who, you know, there's always one Jew in every story. Hashem blessed him with some money, and he said, I'm ready. I'm gonna pay the whole ransom. No doubt. And he sends the money, and gets the Jew back. And Be'er Mayim Chaim, it's a regular rabbi. He didn't have any words of Akar Satov, but he tells him, he said, I don't have any physical money, but I want to give you spiritual bracha. I want to give you a bracha. My bracha to you is that you should feel Shabbos. You should really feel Shabbos, everything in your life. Every day in your life, you should feel Shabbos. It was Motzei Shabbos. He says, thank you, Rabbi, so much. Goes back on his way. Sunday morning, he's waking up. Regular Sunday, Monday. Finally comes Monday, Tuesday. He's in the market. He's in kosher marketplace, whatever, somewhere in Europe. And he can't stop thinking about, okay, what am I getting for Shabbos? What am I doing for Shabbos? Wednesday, Thursday, he's going bonkers. Shabbos, where am I going to hear Torah? Which Nagun am I going to be missing? Friday comes, he doesn't even go to work. And Shabbos, he's the ultimate Shabbos. Was the most inspiring Shabbos of his entire life. And he runs over to the Rebbe, Chaim, and what's his Shabbos? He runs over to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, please. It was such a beautiful Shabbos. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. Please take back the bracha. I couldn't live normally. He says, I take back the bracha, but I want to give you a new bracha. My new bracha to you is that the bracha of Shabbos should come to you gradually. It should come to you gradually. You should understand what Shabbos is all about. Gradually. Every single one of us, we're on our own level, wherever you are throughout the week. Come Shabbos, we have to connect a little bit to who we are, to who we truly are. Re-enlisting into Hashem's army. If you do this, we'll have a Sivik Simintov, a good Geben Shtior. And that's really what we're doing every Wednesday night, to be able to get ready for Shabbos. But this week, we're trying to get ready for Shabbos Shuva and Shabbos Shabbos and Yom Kippur. To connect to what's real and true and sincere. And that's our relationship with Hashem. No matter what, we can always come back to Him. He believes in us. Mez Hashem Animam and Benu Shalem B'Vias HaMashiach. Yizoch Bez Hashem to see Him soon. Yishlam Mez Hashem. Seems like one more niggin.
Sure.
Yeah,
let's
do it. That's the Haftorah. No, let's do that. That's the first one. That's the Haftorah. The chaver here will know the tune. The words will catch on.
I don't know if everybody knows.
It's
for this is
Rebbe's. Yeah, I'm going to be. And that's on Dami Yom
Kippur. Really? That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's the best.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's the best.
That's it.
Which means take all the things that Hashem is blessed you with, good and the things you use bad, and return them to God. Shabbos.
So you won't be here next Thursday.
We'll all be together in Yerushalayim, Ritz Hashem.